We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I can look back on it and say, you know, I thought I was ready for New York City, but, you know, I wasn't. It's, you know, it's something that I got to live with.
You're not ready for it how? The pressure?
Not just the pressure. I think that I remember after the first game, I probably had like 60 people in my house. You know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm too lit. I'm too lit to play in New York City. I'm too lit to play in New York City. You know, this Memphis is perfect for me.
Chicago was okay, though?
Chicago, we were lit in Chicago, but I was young.
Yeah.
So you recover faster, you know?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 to score. That is Joakim Noah on the Chris Vernon podcast. And he was lit. I'm not sure exactly how to take it, but we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
But most of all, thank you for listening all week.
Yes, David, that is so kind of people to do. And Dustin is in there. Just hoeing his steady road.
We're too lit in the production studio.
Out in Crystal Lake, meeting the folks, talking to people, and now back here in the morning. Ray, you're a wonderful human.
We were lit in Chicago.
Yeah, we were all lit in Chicago, and now we welcome both Dan and Connor to the show. Their show, too.
What's up, guys?
It's called Transition.
Hey, happy foggy Friday to you.
It was Whitechapel weather.
Well, the driving in this morning, you couldn't see more than a couple cars ahead of you on Lakeshore Drive this morning.
The Ripper would have loved this weather.
Yeah, but it's disappeared. Yeah, and I was thinking, too, if it were a lot colder, I don't know if I've ever seen it, but there were pictures a couple days ago, a phenomenon in Minnesota called a hoarfrost, H-O-A-R. Have you ever seen it?
No.
But I had never seen thunder snow until that happened.
Well, yeah,
and that was really cool.
That's one of the coolest things.
I've been in thunder snow.
Does it involve ice fishing?
Your reputation was once. Your nickname was thunder snow.
But it was just apparently like super cooled fog. It won't stick to roads, but it'll stick to absolutely everything else.
This,
yeah, it looks like a Courier and Ives glass etching or something. It was incredible. Everybody was sharing photos. You can look it up. It happened just a couple of days ago.
Not really going to get much into that.
That's where crimes of opportunity come into play.
Such as?
Well, I'm just saying, if you are invisible by the fog, God knows what you do. I'm talking about you.
I love the way your mind works.
It's like you're walking down the street, you got a ski mask on, and then you look at a convenience store and you think, oh,
well, if it's here.
Opportunity.
Right. It's foggy. I can just run into the fog and run away.
That wasn't me.
Okay.
Get away from that talk.
I love the energy of leading into a Bears-Packers weekend
fun,
it's
it?
So it's really much good. Fun. It's just everybody feels it. Everybody's
especially when they're good.
They're better than the Packers. It doesn't mean they win the game.
No, it doesn't.
They are the better team in this game, period.
And I love the idea that the Packers have to kind of scheme up some way of beating the Bears. We got to keep them off the field, or we got to make we can't turn the ball over. All those fun things that, you know, the Bears used to need the perfect game to beat them, and now the Bears can overcome.
It looks like it could be like that for a while, though.
It does.
I'm not as convinced. I bounced that theory
off everybody yesterday. I didn't get a whole lot of traction. The theme of this is these are franchises meeting as they head in opposite directions.
You're entirely correct there. I think you're right.
I
think the question of this is the bigger picture question is sort of, we asked this morning, will Aaron Rodgers win another division title?
Yeah.
I think he probably will.
Says the Wisconsin native.
I think he probably.
Where is he?
Evanston native.
Where's
thanks,
he moving?
But, oh, sorry.
It's all right.
You lived in, okay, the Wisconsin.
Went to high
graduate.
School in Wisconsin. Yeah. Yes, all right, and yeah, all yeah. of my friends were Packer friends,
kidding.
And I hate my friends. So I was a Bears fan growing up. No, I think it's entirely likely that he wins another division title. He's not done at 35. Quarterbacks aren't
but
really
not just
done
him,
at 35.
He's 35 in the rebuilding.
I understand that, too. They've got two first-round draft picks next season. They've got a defense that needs a playmaker
or two.
Do they
have somebody that can block Khalil Mack?
No, who does? I mean, how is that a fair measurement?
Don't get one in the draft.
And they're
everywhere.
See that. Those guys come around all the time, right? Nobody has a guy who blocks Khalil Mack. Nobody has a guy who blocks Aaron Donald. But for a night, Brian Witzman pulled a one-on-one against Aaron Donald for three snaps. Like, there's so much variance in this game as it is. The key here is the Bears found a head coach that married scheme, quarterback, and opportunity together to get themselves to the season they're having. There is nothing. There's a rule that says the Packers can't hire a head coach that resurrects some of Aaron Rodgers, whatever
he's
got
left. Would
Vic Fangio do that? I think is probably plenty.
Would Vic Fangio do
that? Not that guy.
Would Vic Fangio do that? Because you would harm the Bears, obviously, as great as the offensive minds are here. You would think that would Ed Donatell get the call up?
I think that that's one of the markets. That's one of the markets. It's one of the organizations where they could justify hiring a 60-year-old defensive coordinator if he has the right offensive coordinator to bring with him, and he would. He knows enough people where he's going to bring in a qualified guy.
It's probably true.
And Green Bay, you can sell that. You can sell football guy to that fan base.
I also think that maybe you diffuse the headwinds that a coach may have of the working with Aaron Rodgers, the understanding that the gravity of Aaron Rodgers is so powerful. If you were to hire Fangio, even though he's the head coach,
Rodgers is the OC.
You can then involve him more in massaging the situation on the offensive side of the ball. If he's going to outsource that side of the ball, you don't have a headstrong offensive guy saying, I'm going to call the plays, I'm going to run this. And maybe you do sort of what won a Super Bowl in Denver when Peyton Manning was at that stage of his career, and they essentially let him run the offense.
Are you creating if you bring in Josh McDaniels to work with Aaron Rodgers at this stage of Rodgers' career?
But I understand the you know, looking at Aaron Rodgers on the downside of his career. I mean, he is 35. I still think he has plenty left. The Packers have to the line they have to walk is transferring from the now, the Aaron Rodgers, into the future. When do you draft Aaron Rodgers as Aaron Rodgers?
April.
You know, like, when does that happen?
April.
Different question, though. That's a separate question. Does the Denver model work? Does the Peyton Manning late career? I know you get. Where's your Von Miller?
You have to find that guy. The Denver
that's
model,
why it doesn't work there because they've never been about defense.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers has never been that bad.
You're mistaking two things. When he was his own offensive coordinator, they got to the Super Bowl and got absolutely destroyed by Seattle. The last time when he actually won the thing, that's when he couldn't play.
He couldn't throw. He ran
the ball. He couldn't play. They really. I mean, he won. It wasn't because of him. He was a passenger on that airline, right? I mean, that is a totally different deal, bringing in a veteran guy and bringing back a guy in his to try to just get through it because the guy that was very tall that you had couldn't play a lick.
And I'm not sure
what
the erosion of Aaron Rodgers is going to look like.
It's a great question.
How steep that curve is going to be.
He's taken a lot more hits than Tom Brady has taken. He's taken a lot more hit because of the style of play than Drew Brees. I don't know that you can just attach 40-year-old God to this guy. We got to see how he
That's why that would be five years from now. They have two draft picks next year. One of them, you should probably take a quarterback.
He still knows how to not turn the ball over. What is it, 53 throwaways, I think you guys were saying earlier today?
Are you implying that DeShone Kizer is not the man?
No, I'm pretty much suggesting it. I'm not implying
I don't think it's an implication as much as that is a statement of fact.
Right. Every time I see DeShone Kizer now, I just imagine Khalil Mack ripping the ball out of his grip and then going the other way. I mean, look, he could still be a good quarterback, but
he's probably not going to be.
Yeah, they ruined him in Cleveland.
You're just saying that because you liked him a lot.
I liked him coming out.
I liked him at Notre Dame a lot more than I liked him coming out of Notre Dame.
What I need to figure out is why at all, if you are Pat Fitzgerald, other than using an NFL team for a little bit of leverage to feather your nest, why would you ever leave this job at Northwestern?
Well, you know, Dan, I mean, let's be honest about it. The job fits him perfectly, and he could do it forever, and it's a great place for him. But he's also a competitor. He's also someone that aspired to play in the NFL, and it didn't work out for him. He's also someone that, you know—
It's all fine and good, but this is—
But you act like you're not ambitious. You act like he should have no ambition. What if his ambition, his secret ambition his whole life, was to be a coach in the NFL?
Okay. Well, it is.
How do you know that?
It is, Molly.
Well, I'm just saying.
But
the coach here, right?
Here.
Yeah, of the Bears.
He has one of the single best jobs in sports.
He does.
They built him a castle.
Everything.
Yes.
They built him one of the best facilities
at
in all of
alma
football
mater.
At any level. His home city,
yes.
His alma mater.
I got it. Yeah.
He makes a fortune.
You're right.
And if he wins 7 games in a season, he's a
but
genius.
You don't know what people aspire to. That,
you know,
as great as that is, and I agree with everything you're saying, you just can't see inside the heart of the man and what he really, what his secret
fair
dream
enough.
Is or whatever.
But in 13 years, I think we've got a pretty good idea of what makes this guy tick. And I don't know if it's...
And he's turned down some huge jobs.
Yeah, and that informs us to think that everything that Dan just said is true. That
it's communism.
He values all that he has. He appreciates everything they've given him, everything he's earned. So I would have a hard time seeing him leave that for a risk of being the head coach of the Packers,
they just built that entire facility for him.
Well,
I can't see him leaving
after. And I'm not suggesting that he would leave or wants to leave or any of that, but I'm saying, what if part of his thinking, you know, he always wanted to live somewhere else. He always wanted to move to some other place. I mean, you don't. I just think it's I think it's hard to really bounce around inside someone's head. You don't know how they're built and what they want. I mean, what appeals to us about what he has, it appeals to anybody about what he has, doesn't necessarily mean that's what he wants forever.
I understand that. It's inarguable what you say, but to your point, Connor, when
the
you
sirens
when,
call of Ashwaubenon,
yeah, like, you have the really family meeting, and you say, "Honey, I've always wanted to live in Appleton.
We can do that.
I've been achieved my life's goal. We're going to eat at Embers 3 nights a week,
right across the street
Big
from
taste,
Lawrence University.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a wonderful."
I was a Houdini fan growing up, but I always thought I'd live in his hometown.
Cal Ripken Sr. lived here once for about 6 months.
And let's get the
He's
kids
famous.
Bright you know, orange snowsuits.
A-Rod was once an Appleton Fox.
For moments. Brief,
see, now,
yeah.
now,
brief moments.
Now we're arrogant Chicagoans not appreciating that that you do have a Houdini museum.
Oh,
there.
I had a good time
at
Appleton.
And I've been to Appleton.
Those are all things that Appletonians make fun of themselves.
My buddy went to Lawrence, and I've done an avenue, and it's great fun. So,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, did you cruise the
absolutely.
Avenue before
we
they shut
the
that
avenue.
Down?
I had
oh,
to
God,
roll
the windows down, throw the signs out.
We
that's a thing.
Went place to place all the way down, and then
Jekyll's
stole some Christmas decorations and were chased by like every cop in
Appleton. Yeah, no,
really?
Those are secret.
Well, there's
oh my
only
God.
Three, I
there
think.
Was like a giant,
well,
it was
nine?
A, it, we had a candy cane the size of Vermont, and we're running across some bridge with like
Memorial?
Cop cars
Wait,
after
you
us.
Moon? Bridge?
No. Oh. I was in college.
Oh, okay.
It was my buddy went there, and we dropped the candy cane.
Threw it on
which
the bridge?
He dropped it on the bridge. The cops stopped rather than damage the candy cane.
Really?
And
sacred,
we took off.
Man. Brilliant.
We took off into, oh, yeah. We took off into some party. And then
I like it better if it's you and Missy and Moon and Jouse and like Potash
no,
or something.
No, I slowed down once I could get fired over things.
There was one night at Appleton where we were staying there because we couldn't get
Paper
into
Valley
the regular
Inn.
Hotel.
Yeah, Paper Valley.
I forgot what. I don't know where we were. But there was a little bar across the street. And a perfect cozy little Wisconsin
sure.
bar.
Jekyll's probably.
And we were drinking Line and
nickel.
Kugel, and they had the best fried cheese curds you ever had in your life.
There was a neat little Italian place right down that
but
street.
This
on
was
the Avenue.
Victoria.
It was good.
And they had a jukebox, and there was one really angry young guy. And for whatever reason.
Just one?
Yeah. He kept playing. What's the name of the song? He kept playing a song by David Allan Coe. And it was this really angry song, and he kept over and over and over again. And I don't know if he was trying to get people out of there, but the guy would put quarters in, and he would play this song, and then he would go back to this little table by himself and sit there and scowl.
How long did you stay there till people?
He did it for about 20 minutes, and then it stopped, and then he left.
clearly coming off a breakup.
It was really strange.
Did you see this guy here? That guy can't wear that outfit on the sideline.
Oh, the Packers guy?
He lost court case.
Did the Supreme Court take it up, or did they allow lower ruling to stand?
How about the beads? Can he keep the beads?
I hope not.
Well, can
it looks too uncomfortable.
Many look, the Bears have enough of those guys. We can't make fun of him because the Bears have.
I'm not making fun of him. He lost the court case. I'm reporting the news.
They got a guy,
the bear head guy in the plank jersey.
He's there at every game.
He's got hands too, right? Yeah. He has bear hands.
He's been interviewed. He's been out there.
Guys, this transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
What do you have today?
What do we have today? We have Pete Futek. We're going to talk about things like Pat Fitzgerald and these decisions that some of these college coaches make and why they make it. Great stuff in the Midday Midway today. Patrick Mooney, senior writer of The Athletic, is going to tell us about what the Cubs are thinking as they're looking at all kinds of options. Still need a bench coach.
We have many people lined up.
That's at 11:40. Patrick Manley.
We'll have Patrick's today.
Patrick Manley will scout the Packers and will game plan. And we have a ton of giveaways today.
This is a hot White House.
All right, we'll be listening.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.